And this is how bad things have gotten for Gap, the retail giant. The company's planning to close about 175 stores. That's roughly a quarter of its locations in North America. And Gap will eliminate up to 250 corporate positions. Sales have been dropping over the past decade, not just because people are shopping more online. Customers also seem to be preferring fashion brands that are both cheaper and adapt faster to trends. Here's NPR's Nathan Rott.
There was a time when Gap was it. Celebrities wore Gap clothes on the red carpet. Teens treated Gap like the unofficial high school uniform. There was even a recurring Saturday Night Live skit called Gap Girls. This one, a game show hosted by Courtney Cox.
Hi, and welcome to Gapperty, the show that's a lot like Jeopardy, except for all the contestants work at the Gap.
But those golden days of Gap are gone. Even its customers outside of a storefront in Santa Monica, California, say as much. Here's Claire Robertiello, who says she's only here because she's pregnant and buying mom clothes.
In high school, in 89 through 93, I was cool to get stuff at the Gap.
But now it's
J.Crew took over, and that's it.
Okay, so J.Crew isn't the best example. It, too, is laying off workers due to poor sales. But her point remains. While cheaper retailers have done well because of prices and other stores like H&M have thrived on quickly putting out the new hip thing, Gap has struggled to adapt, which is part of the reason Gap CEO Art Peck told an audience of investors that the decision to close a quarter of its remaining full-price shops in North America, or its fleet in retail speak, was tough but the right thing to do. Even going as far as to say it was overdue.
We tighten up that fleet. We get the fleet more consistent with where we need to be. We can afford to invest in it, to keep it to brand standards, and we can afford to buy to it and assort to it in a more consistent and simple way.
Essentially, get rid of the stores that aren't worth investing in and try to right the ship with the others. Dan Hess is the CEO of Merchant Forecast, a research company for retail investors.
The conversation about strategic placement, the conversation about how many stores they need to keep open and how many they need to close, those are all secondary in our view to the fact that they need to offer product that consumers want to buy.
Gap's leadership knows as much, they said in their talk with investors, but the question is, can they do it?
Unless they find that sweet spot where they're able to provide classic American basics, and exist in a world that is kind of driven by fast fashion, then Gap becomes irrelevant.
Hess is optimistic that the retailer can find that sweet spot. He thinks that it already has to an extent. Gap provides basic clothes, jeans, t-shirts, button-ups that are the building blocks to any style or fashion. And he says if they improve the quality, they can thrive in that. Consumer Alex Rinaldo, outside of the Gap store in Santa Monica, agrees. She says Gap serves its purpose.
If there's a meeting coming up, and I'm not trying to look necessarily fashionable, then I shop at Gap.
It's not where you shop to go out for Friday night.
Definitely not.
But maybe in the new retail market, that's okay. Nathan Rott, NPR News.